Quiet in the studio. We are ready to rock and roll. Cool is the rule. Here we go. Well, good evening, Mark. And we're about to do something which is actually quite serious and quite important. And we're going to be talking about this organization in Cheshire West called CWAC SA. And the SA stands for SEN Accountability. And they are not happy with Cheshire West and Chester at the moment. So, and this is the main reason for it, only 3.8% of respondents to their questionnaire that they sent out, and those respondents are the people that require special educational needs, their families and their children, and they only 3.8% of the respondents expressed trust in the Cheshire West and Chester special educational needs team. Now that's quite damning.
It is.
Well, you've got most of the handle on this, and that was a recent survey that was conducted by CWAC SEND Accountability, a group of concerned parents who revealed alarming feedback from families in Cheshire West and Chester. Now, go on then. Let's open this up. Now, just tell me something. What is the responsibility of the council in this, and especially to do with their educational health and care plan? Go ahead.
Well, as outlined in the SEND Code of Practice, the statutory obligations of Cheshire West and Chester Council SEND team include fully involving parents / carers and children in decisions, providing necessary information and support to families, involving families in discussions and decisions about individual support and local provision, and ensuring families are included in the EHC needs assessment process from the start. And that's education, health and care plan.
Okay. And those processes, they should be completed within 20 weeks?
Correct.
All right. Now, what are the findings? What have they found out? Because it sounds like these people have got their heads screwed on in the right way.
It does. It sounds like they've done a really good, pardon me, campaign here. I'll just go through some of their aims actually first. So CWAC SEND Accountability's aims. Their aim is to highlight the drastic failings of Cheshire West and Chester SEND team. So this is not a good start. These failings are professional, legal and moral and happen at a basic level of conduct and communication. They say the dishonesty, lack of transparency and unlawful conduct.
Wait a minute, are you saying that they're saying that CWAC are dishonest?
Yes, and not too up to speed on communication.
Really?
Lack of transparency.
Really? I hope Councillor Gittins is listening to this. I mean, I'm not joking about it, but
I think she started to listen, yeah. So, unlawful conduct.
What?
Yeah, and a devastating impact on the welfare of vulnerable families and exposes children with special education needs and disabilities to the real prospect of poor outcomes. And the group want to blow the whistle and demand better from the professionals who are ultimately responsible for allocating school placements and support for our disabled children.
Okay, so would Chesham West say this is amongst one of their priorities, but it is work in progress? Would that be the excuse? I mean, because as far as I can see here from the notes, they actually, Cheshire West and Chester have 2,198 children in need. And that was a figure in March 2022, which was up 11% from a year before. And now we're talking about, it should be somewhere around about 2,600 that we should be looking at. So that's what, 52 families are only around about 2% of the families. So 52%, sorry, no, 2%,
yeah.
And 52 families.
Yeah. 52 families were questioned in the first survey. So we've worked out that only around 2% of those who actually require SEN.
Okay.
In Cheshire West. So imagine if their experiences are representative of the majority of those 2,600 families. If so, there is a real problem here.
All right. So, in your opinion, what are the key findings from the survey that they came up with?
Well, there was quite a lot. It was quite in-depth, actually. So we'll pick out some of the major ones. So SEN Accountability found 92.3% of respondents reported that engaging with the SEN team had a detrimental impact on their mental health. So not just are the children suffering, but the parents are struggling now due to this.
Is that because they can't get through or get proper engagement.
It sounds that way, yeah. I mean, only one respondent out of 52 felt that the SEND team understood the needs of their child. One.
Oh God, that's not good. That's not good. Not good.
Next, at 92.3% of respondents felt the SEND team was in neglect in their communication.
Okay, so would you say then that they were negligent?
I think it's sounding this way, isn't it?
Okay.
This is a lot of families all agreeing. Only 3.8% of respondents expressed trust in the SEND team. That is a low figure.
Yeah, that is low.
A similar figure, 3.8%, believe the SEND team was transparent. I think we're getting a pattern emerging here, aren't we?
It sounds like it. Sounds like it.
This is a worrying one, though, John. 82.7% of respondents were aware of the SEND team breaching their legal obligations.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
That's not a good thing.
That's really not a good thing.
What's
72.5% of respondents felt they were lied to by the SEND team. This is just getting worse, isn't it?
So, in order to be able to make allegations of that nature, they must have the information which would imply that they've been lied to. Have they actually done any subject access requests or freedom of information requests that would back up those kind of things?
You know, that'd actually be a good recommendation for them. And they've got lots of witness statements and lots of, you know, examples from parents and things.
That would only be considered as hearsay for some of these serious things. Because if this argument was to move higher up the ladder and people start lawyering up, you know, then quite literally you do have to actually provide the facts, you know. Correct. It's as simple as that.
Well, a lot of these statements are anonymous, but I'm sure in the future when it push comes to shove, these people are going to come forward. I mean, the majority of the respondents actually reported that the SEND team were ignoring emails and phone calls.
What, time sensitive emails?
Yeah, and prioritizing their own agenda over the needs of the child. I mean, come on. This can't all be a coincidence, can
it? Can't just be hearsay, no. Okay, go ahead.
No, so, I mean, these findings are deeply concerning and highlight a pattern of misconduct and neglect within the SEND team. Now, they've got a lot of personal stories.
Alleged misconduct.
Alleged misconduct and a lot of things online, so, I mean...
you've got to give the council, you know, their say on it, and we will give the council their say because we'll send them the podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll let them come back to us to let us know. And if they don't come back to us, then obviously, with some form of a statement, then obviously, then there is some guilt involved there. I mean, because that's the first sign. If somebody just turns around and ignores you, then that only backs up what these people are saying. It's as simple as that.
I mean, some of the families have shared their experiences, and if you look on this... SEND Accountability's Facebook, you're going to see a lot of examples. I mean, I'll go through some. I mean, I'd say there's a small list. There's quite a lot. Not being listened to, ignored phone calls, lie to cover their own backs, never even bothered to reply, cries for help ignored, did not listen at any point in the process, emails ignored, very unprofessional, no transparency, patronizing and dismissive. The list goes on, John.
So how have the council responded? How have they responded to date?
Well, before we do that, there's actually one quote which I found on their Facebook, which is an anonymous quote from a professional. Now, this was someone who actually worked for the SEND team, allegedly.
Oh, right. At CWAC.
Yeah, and it says, the SEND team took the fact of someone exposing them very personally. I have never experienced a campaign of bullying that was so damaging to my mental health. I literally could not sleep at night. I nearly lost a stone in weight. I really wanted to just leave the job so I wouldn't have to go through any more.
Wow. That's
Do you know what? It'd be nice if this person could come forward.
Yeah, with a name.
Maybe we'll try and get back in touch with SEND CWAC Accountability and see if they can put us on to this person, because that's the clincher, I think, with this.
Yeah.
Bit of inside information. So you asked John how the council have responded.
Yeah.
So I contacted CWAC SA and they actually did a more recent survey. And this one was of 100 people.
Oh, and it shows the majority. Practically double.
Yeah, so it's a bit more comprehensive. So that'll be about 4% then, wouldn't it, of the total families needing it. And this showed that the majority of parents have been raising these issues with Cheshire West and Chester Council since 2023, but some actually as far back as 2010. Yeah, in the form of formal complaints, often multiple complaints. Now, I'll take a couple of the key findings again. 34% said they'd made a complaint against the SEND team. 27% had made multiple complaints. And 33% only didn't proceed with a complaint because they didn't see the point. And only the remaining 6% didn't need to complain. So sadly, it looks like it takes good people to kick up a fuss before anyone's actually going to pay any attention. This isn't good, is it really?
No.
The Labour councillor for Newton and Hoole, I think, is Adam Langan. Now, he planned to take the group's What Does Meaningful Systemic Change Look Like document.
I knew what word you were going to say. I'm psychic.
Yeah. Well, he promised to send this document to the SEND Implementation Board, which was originally scheduled for the 9th of April, but that's now been postponed until the 23rd of April. So again, there seems no rush to tackle this matter.
Now, I can remember something. When the current Labour group, who are controlling the council, as soon as they got in 23, May 23, they held a meeting to increase all the salaries of all the councillors. Didn't waste any time over anything like that, did they?
No. Well, there you go. See, if I'd have been elected, I would have refused to pay rise. In fact, I probably would have given all my money to charity because I'm not in it for that. And I actually would have put things like this first, which is maybe where the council are going wrong. But, yeah. So the group have reported that some councillors and members of parliament have actually been quite helpful, John. While sadly, and this is a pattern we've experienced, others continue to shift the blame to a national level. So although national level might share some of the blame, the group actually invites anyone of the opinion that this is exclusively a national issue to look through their social media and read some of those personal stories of neglect that we've just named a couple, haven't we, and gone through a couple of examples.
And negligent communications as well.
False information, or unlawful conduct, lack of transparency, and then tell us if this is a way of working at national level and a national issue, because it can't be, can it?
No. I think they know.
People personally, a local level.
I think CWAC know that they've messed up here because people are taking them to task now, and they're doing it in such a way that will raise some very serious questions as it moves up the ladder. Have they got any support from, say, for example, our friend Justin of Matters?
There was an MP mentioned actually on their website before, but it didn't say Justin, but I heard he has been doing something.
Well, he's got to support something like that.
I don't know what that something is, but have you seen him shouting about it vocally, though, on social media or in Parliament or anything like that?
I haven't, but to be honest with you, he says things, and sometimes people are not listening because nobody reads the paper. You know, this guy, they don't read. When he does his, weekly or monthly jaunts into the paper, given, you know, a view of what's going on, nobody reads it. They don't see it because most of the time, Cheshire Live is just clickbait. When you try to go and click on something to get it, all of a sudden you get these adverts keep on coming up. So nobody bothers.
Well, I think maybe Justin should go on social media and look at some of these experiences. Here's another one. My worst experiences have been with the SEND team and the school SENCO. I've experienced that too, actually, in school. Collaborated and made me feel like a difficult parent, and I was being unreasonable. They ignore legal deadlines. The tribunal didn't impose any sanction for their appalling behaviour. So here again, there's this pattern of no accountability, which keeps popping up across the board, doesn't it?
Yeah, because the people that should be forcing them to be liable are not enforcing the rules. You've got it from both angles, you know, of what's going on. And that's how they think that, you know, they've got carte blanche to do what they want. Once you actually get one of them, and once somebody actually takes legal action against them, and they win, then all of a sudden, bada bing, big changes come along.
We're noticing this pattern, and not just with this issue, with loads of issues across the board, where there's never any accountability. So nobody's ever punished for the things that are wrong. Nothing ever improves. It's happening across the board. So I asked the group, has there been any improvement since you've been entering into discussions with the council?
Yeah, good question.
Obviously, since it's all gone live on social media and there's a protest involved, which I'll come to later, the council now have started to enter into discussions. So the group's latest findings would suggest a slight improvement for the minority of those concerned, but for a larger portion, it would suggest they have actually gotten worse. 29 said things are the same. 21 said things are worse than ever. 10 said they'd noticed a very minor change, and 2 said they'd noticed a huge change. So although it's got better for 2, according to them, the rest of them, not so much.
Well, the point I'm going to make here is that the council are now under scrutiny because social media has enabled people to ask questions, whereas before they were just sent down on a wild goose chase through different alleys, and you just don't get answers. And before long, you give up because there's nothing there to actually get any answers from because everybody just shrugs their shoulders. That's why in this country, so many things take so long to get an answer. Go ahead, Mark.
But what it makes you wonder is how long have these people been getting away with this stuff in so many different areas?
Oh, it's been before
exposure, because literally that's what the internet's been, hasn't it? Massive exposure for everybody to get the word, speak to anyone, communication, bosh, bosh, quickly. Before all that, what the hell were they getting away with?
Oh, yeah.
How bad were things? This probably explains why you had all those problems in the children's homes and child abuse and all this other stuff.
Yeah, because people were wrapped up in secrecy about things, whereas it's got to be more transparent now. I say that if these people have problems with the people in these departments, name and shame those people. Get it out there, get rid of them, and get some people in that are going to be able to do the job.
True, right? Because I think they've done a cracking campaign here. They've gone to the press. They've got, you know, on social media. They've got protests. They're working with councillors and MPs. I think maybe that's the next one, to actually get names now and get some...
Expose.
Who is to be held accountable? Who works for the SEND team? Who are they? Which ones have let you down?
You see, the other thing is, remember now, when we were speaking about these things, Vanessa Whiting put it in writing and said, no councillor has to answer you.
Correct, yeah.
That's what she said. No councillor has to answer your questions. Well, so, as it is, let's highlight these things.
Yeah.
And force the councillors to come forward and say, you've got to do something about that.
This is going to be my next job. I want to know who's in charge of this SEND team.
Yeah.
Because they should be held ultimately responsible, and so should the council leader for not acting. But so the group, what needs to change? So the group have compiled, as mentioned earlier, an excellent document. It's well worth a read if you go on their social media. What would meaningful
systemic
change look like?
I have words like that I have, you know, I find I have difficult saying. You know, I have difficulty saying things like, you know, CWAC are doing a good job.
New WAC, I can't say that either, mate. So, well, look, I can't go through the whole document, but again, it's on their social media for anyone to find. I'll read out a couple of the things they're aiming for. Among other things, they'd like information to be made available via a hub to let parents know when their child's case is being discussed at panel. They want public access to decision-making criteria, a family liaison officer with families to be offered a debrief, accountability for breaching statutory timeframes. Do you know, a lot of these things should be standard anyway.
If you think about it, Mark... If you perfect the art of communication, I mean, you look when you're waiting for a delivery. You get text messages to tell you what time it's going to arrive. You also get text messages if there's a problem. Say, for example, they're going to be slightly delayed. And they also get text messages to let you know. I mean, you get everything, an order tracked right from when you order it. What's the problem in actually getting the same level of service from your council?
It's bonkers, isn't it? You get non-stop messages off school all day telling you stuff you don't really need to know. You're not the one in school. As you say, you get non-stop messages when your parcel's coming. You can literally, it's not hard. And that comes to one of their next things they're aiming for, clear communication about who will be covering caseworkers' caseloads while they're on leave. I mean, little things like that should be sorted.
That's important, because nothing can be put on hold just because they're going on holiday.
Well, this is another one here, standardised training, which is mandatory for all SEND team staff. So you're telling me that possibly they're not trained very well? Oh, God. Wouldn't surprise me, because there's probably a lot of DEI involved in. But anyway, that's another issue. And access to schools, look around to support decisions of parental preference. So a lot of these things, if you go and look at some of the rest of them, there's a whole list of them. It's basically common sense.
Okay.
Which it sounds like it isn't plentiful within the council send team, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, kind of wrap things up. Give us some final points on this, of what's going on. Go on.
Okay, well, in my opinion here, John, I think there seems to be a pattern of unaccountability with regards to Cheshire West and Chester Council. And we've seen this before, because we've actually raised issues that have been ignored. The council leaders recently failed to reply to local Conservatives after they were concerned about a councillor who lost the whip for drink driving and is now refusing to step down. And also recently...
That's the only thing that I would actually agree with, with the Conservatives. But there you go. Go on.
Yeah, and another councillor had to go on GB News to push the council to respond over child safeguarding and women's rights and safety concerns after she claimed she was being blocked too. So this is definitely a worrying pattern within the council round here. And I just think it's imperative now that these issues are addressed promptly to ensure that improvements are made, well, to protect the welfare and the rights of the children, because that's the most important thing. So I'd say if anyone wants to support the cause and hold the CWAC send team accountable, there will be a silent protest on the 30th of April at 10:30 a.m. And that runs till 1:30 p.m. That's at the entrance to the portal, Wellington Road, Ellesmere Port, and the postcode, in case no one knows where that is CH65OBA. Now, all that information can be found on our website, so I'd just like to thank everyone for their listening and their attention on this matter, because I believe shining a light on this issue will probably bring about positive change for the families.
Well, not only just for them, but for other services within the council, especially to do with education. And another pet hate that I want to mention here, I would like to know if everyone involved in the send team are enhanced DBS checked?
That's a good question. Probably the least of their worries at the minute with all these findings, John. But, you know, you'd think, wouldn't you, that that would be the first thing on the list.
Yeah.
You want to work with children? Right, watch your record.
Well, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm calling it there. I'm calling it there. And I'm just going to say, we wish them all the very best in their endeavors, because children are the most important part of our society, and we must look after them.
They're the future. They're the next generation.
Correct.
John, I can empathise a little bit. I've had a couple of dealings with the school side of it, with the Senko, but this just blows my mind now, and it's like, I found a couple of problems. Wow, they've uncovered hell on earth by the sounds of this, mate.
Okay. Well, there you go. We've been into it. We've had a discussion about it. And let's see how they get on. Let's follow it up.
Yeah. Get yourselves to the protest. It's a silent, peaceful protest. Okay. Make yourselves known.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.